WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Lyme disease is a bacterial infection caused by Borrelia burgdorferi, and it used to be fairly uncommon, but is becoming more and more prevalent in Kentucky and beyond. My guests today are going to talk about their research into this disease.
WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
I recently spoke with Dr. Ilham Mesaoudi, the chair of the Department of Microbiology, Immunology, and Molecular Genetics in the UK College of Medicine, and Dr. Brian Stevenson, a fellow faculty member in that department, about their research into persistent Lyme disease.
It is spread to humans and other vertebrates by the bites of infected ticks, ticks only of the genus Ixodes, so it's a very limited vector. And if an infected tick feeds on a person, the bacteria are transmitted into the person. They can spread throughout the body. And people often have adverse reactions to the bacteria. The bacteria themselves don't produce toxins or anything of that sort. But humans are not the normal host for Borrelia burgdorferi, and so our immune systems tend to overreact to it, and so we get inflammation, we get lots of symptoms, early symptoms, or flu-like illness, an expanding rash from the tick bite site. It could then progress to be neurological problems, cardiac problems, arthritis, various other complications like that.
So is one of the focuses of your research on looking at ways of describing that inflammatory reaction and perhaps, you know, translationally applying it to treatment down the road?
So where this particular project fits in is more of the niche of what happens in the post-treatment period. So post-treatment Lyme disease syndrome is a disabling and complex disorder that follows antibiotic therapy in some individuals. And we don't really understand the syndrome very well. We don't understand what the role that antibiotics could be potentially playing in versus what the role of bacteria is. And so this particular project is focused on trying to tease those complex factors away. So we're proposing to do a study where in non-human primates, which are a great model of human immunology and human physiology, where we will have an opportunity to actually compare macaques that are infected versus those that are infected and treated and versus those that just receive antibiotic treatment in the absence of infection. And being able to know precisely when the infection happens and have a lot of pre-infection or baseline data on the individuals followed by a really comprehensive longitudinal analysis, we hope will help us understand what are the contribution of the bacteria and bacterial infection by itself, so the host immune response to the bacterial infection, what is the contribution of antibiotics on their own, and then is there a synergistic effect between having that initial exuberant immune response and antibiotic treatment.
And we're talking about a disease that is not rare or even uncommon. This is something that's gaining in incidence and prevalence in Kentucky and around the country.
It is in Kentucky. Historically, I think physicians may have been told or been under the impression that it just doesn't exist here, so don't even think about it. Physicians really do need to consider Lyme disease as a potential for a patient with symptoms that are seem like they could be Lyme disease.
Well, and I guess as a corollary to that, that if we as patients go to our primary care provider and we have some symptoms, it's any type of symptoms, it might be good to let her know that that we have been exposed to ticks. And
Yes, that's one of the hallmarks, one of the key things for diagnostics. If the physician, as it were, the healthcare provider is aware that there's been exposure to ticks and potential, then that's a really good clue. A large number of people that come down with Lyme disease and have no recollection of being bitten by a tick, The nymph Ixodes scapularis that transmit to humans most of the time, they're very, very tiny when they start. Even when they're fully engorged, they're very small. And so they're easy to miss. And so a patient could be fed on by one of these ticks for a week or so and never even know it.
Well, I think I, along with a lot of folks in Kentucky, have a particular disdain for coming home with ticks after being out in the woods or hiking. And are there any, this may be going a little bit afield from both of your research, but is there anything we can be thinking about as the warm weather comes back to the Commonwealth, as we get outside more and more, about what we should be doing prophylactically?
The main thing is precaution, prevention against tick bites. I know that the weather's warm and you want to be out in shorts and such things as that. But if you're in potential tick habitats, such as walking through deep grass or something like that, there's a lot of ticks out there. Best precaution is wearing long pants that are light in color, because ticks are dark, and so you could see them on your pants. And tuck the cuffs into your socks. So if a tick gets onto you, it has to crawl all the way up your legs before finding skin. And if you're in tick habitats, check yourself as soon as you get home. If you're a parent, check your kids frequently. A lot of tick-borne diseases, we see them in children because, children don't like to bathe, they don't like to comb their hair, and so it's really up to the parents. If your kids have been in a place that could have ticks, check. If you find a tick attached, remove it as soon as possible. The Lyme disease tick, Ixodes scapularis, it's a plain brown tick. It has no patterns to it. There are two other, probably even more common ticks in Kentucky, Dermacentor and Amblyomma. Those both have white patterns on their backs, but both of those could also transmit other diseases. And so if you find a tick on you, remove it as soon as possible, pay attention, look for any kind of inflammation around the site of the tick bite, any onset of flu-like illnesses, malaise, fever, that kind of thing. And if you have those, if that happens, then get to the physician as soon as possible. And if I would suggest to anybody, if you have a tick attached to you, when you remove it, keep the tick. And that can be very useful for diagnostics. It'll let the healthcare provider know there's a chance it could be this disease.
I would also add that if you are hiking with your dog, like I used to do, make sure that you prophylactically treat them, because I've definitely come home and the tick and flea repellent that is available for pets are very effective. And I remember one particular hike I came home after, and I was just playing with my dog, and a dead tick fell off his back. And I immediately then went and thoroughly brushed my hair, and I had a tick attached to the base of my neck.
Oh,
and so anyway, treat your pets too, because they could also bring ticks into the home.
Well, Ilham and Brian, is there anything that we haven't touched on that before we part you'd want our listeners to know?
Well, I'd say one key thing, as I mentioned, removing the tick. It currently takes about two, calculations from the laboratory, it takes about 2 days for the bacteria to transmit, for Lyme disease to transmit out of a tick. So removing it as quickly as possible is very, very important. And I'd like to point out another tick-borne disease of quite common in Kentucky, and that's Rocky Mountain spotted fever, mm-hmm. which we don't, think it's in the Rocky Mountains. No, the hotbed of that is in the Southeast, including Kentucky, and children die every year from it. It's a mm-hmm. very fatal disease, very serious disease. It's transmitted by a very different kind of tick, the Dermacentor. They have a white pattern on their back. So again, if a child has a tick bite and any kind of a fever, get to your healthcare provider as soon as possible.
My thanks today to Dr. Ilham Messaoudi and Dr. Brian Stevenson of the Department of Microbiology, Immunology, and Molecular Genetics at the UK College of Medicine for talking about Lyme disease, their research into it, and what we need to be thinking about as we approach the warmer months. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.